Come on.
God said he's not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, well, peace, love, or love of peace, and of a sound mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
That man almost lost his life that day because he was overtaken by fear.
Yeah.
I read a story one time of two photographers. They went out on an expedition taking pictures of wildlife, Sister Anna. They went out and they was taking pictures of grizzly bears. They were in the stream and taking pictures of them as they eat them fish, and one of them caught a glimpse of them. That bear began to run toward them photographers. That man and that woman became overtaken by that spirit of fear.
Yes.
They lost their life right there due to fear.
Amen.
One of them tried to save the other. But what I read was that the one just froze. I mean froze right there. Knowing that they could have got away, got in the car. But when fear grabbed hold of her, and she just could not move, she became overtaken by that thing she feared the most.
Yeah.
You know, I read in the Bible there, I believe it was, what was it, Paul? My Bible was, or I believe it was Paul, said, this thing I fear most hath come upon me.
Job.
Was it Paul said that?
Job.
It's Job said, the thing I fear, basically the thing I fear the most, has come upon me.
Yes.
I'm telling you, we got people right here today. They're saying the same thing, Brother Tommy. If you're honest with yourself, you're saying this thing I fear the most, it's come upon me. Hey, God, I come over here not for no intention to preach, but I want to let you know something. That thing you fear the most, my God, you can cast it out. You don't have to be overtaken by the spirit of fear, by the anxiety of life. That thing you fear the most, don't become a statistic. Because you're overtaken by the spirit of fear.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes.
God, help me. They were there because they were prisoners of war. They were there and they were encountering things that they knew nothing about. Things that they had went through. The Bible tells me in that first verse, he said, they remembered Zion.
Yeah.
They remembered those good old days.
Yeah. Come on.
Sure.
Huh? They remembered what it was like back home. They remembered what it was like before the sickness, before the problems of life ever hit them.
Amen.
Yes.
Huh? They remembered what it was like in Zion.
Come on, brother.
Yeah.
The dwelling. They dwell upon the past, and I'm telling you this evening, if we dwell upon things, it will depress us.
Yeah. Right.
Amen.
Right.
If we think about the way it used to be, it'll depress us.
Yeah.
Because we're going through a trial we've never been in.
Come on.
Many times I've said, I got fat and had that surgery, Brother Painter. I'm going to die fat anyway, so it really don't matter.
Come on.
If I had that surgery, I wouldn't ever. If that doctor hadn't butchered me, I wouldn't be like hell. If I get to dwell on that, sometimes,
yeah.
Sometimes I like to do this.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like choking.
Come on.
Instead of praying for him.
Yeah. Come on. Come on, brother.
But I'm telling you what, if I get to dwell on that, I'll get so depressed.
Yeah.
I won't get out of bed for 2 or 3 days.
Come on now.
Yeah, I said that. That's true.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm going just like everybody else. Yeah.
That's right. Right.
I get to think how it used to be. How I could do this and I could do that. Then I get to thinking about how I've laid flat since August of last year and I had to cancel revival and revival and how I felt like I couldn't make it. I couldn't take another step. When I get to thinking, I have to have my wife to help me up steps. I get to thinking about things that I shouldn't even be thinking about. And I'm telling you, you'll become depressed. You'll be a case of oppression. And that's just what the devil wants. He wants us to dwell on our problems and let them overtake us. He wants us to think about this strange land, this strange journey. Great God, and we'll be just like these people. For the Bible told us they wept, they cried, they become just the opposite of what they once was. They would sing, they would rejoice, but now they became overtaken by this journey through this strange land. I come to tell hell this evening that we can overcome this strange land, these strange problems, the anxiety, the fear, the oppression, the problems in your life can be overcome.
Yes. Yeah. Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
I come to realize it's not my will but thine, Lord. The Lord spoke to me one time. We had that business, and I'll never forget it. I've told the story, I know, over here several times, but I felt like telling it again. We had this business, and I thought I was right where I needed to be, Brother Tommy. But the Lord spoke to me one day. I was on a job by myself praying. I'd seen God's hand work. I watched him do miracles right there on that little hill just to get where we was at. And I felt the Lord, he told me, just like he spoke to you, Brother, a little doubt. I felt him tell me that day, it's easier to bury a person or put them in the ground than it is to bury your dreams. I come to realize that my dreams may not be what God wants. And a lot of people can't handle that. I didn't know how to handle that. I didn't know where to get angry. I didn't know what to do, Brother JR. But I've come to realize sometimes we got to put our ambitions in the ground if we're going to do anything for God. I was in that strange land. I tell you, Elisha, that man Elijah, that he got up on Mount Carmel, caught fire down from heaven. We find him running not long after that from Jezebel. What happened to him? He became over fear overtook him. Something overtook him. And you go from calling down fire to running from this lady. I don't know. I've never called fire down. But I tell you what, I'm sure that he was right where God wanted him to be. And the next thing you know, here he is running. He ran to the cave. He began to hide. Wait, God, I've come to say, get out of your cave this evening. Don't let it put you in a cave. Don't let the devil bottle you up. Right? God, praise God with all you got. You might be in a strange place. You may feel like it's unfamiliar land. But you can make your way out.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Memory is a powerful thing. They remembered and they wept. The Bible said that he thought about that place. When we remembered Zion, he said we wept when we remembered Zion.
Yeah.
The reaction was, we just hang our harps up.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll quit singing. I'll quit playing.
Come on, Bridget. Come on.
That's it. And put my harp upon the willow. Brother Earl told you about God being with you. And her other brother told you if the devil could silence you,
yeah,
we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Don't tell me God ain't trying to help somebody this evening.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It ain't got nothing to do with me. These brothers didn't know nothing I was going to say. But I'm telling you, the Lord's come by here this evening and let somebody know.
Yeah.
He's with you. Don't be silent.
Yeah.
In a strange place you're in.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank God for that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I thank Him for that. Their reaction was, they held up their hearts. Hung their hearts up.
Come on now.
I can read a 30 times here where the Bible makes mentions of the harp. Harp was one of the most chief instruments used in worship.
Yeah.
Psalms 43, praise ye upon the harp. Psalms 32, praise ye with harps. Psalms 81 and 2, Isaiah 24 and 8. The thing was this. The key was this. If they could silence their hearts,
yeah,
and they could take away their two key tools,
right,
and that was their praise.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
devil wants to silence your heart if he's seen.
Amen. Yeah.
He'd like for no more than somebody here hang their harp upon the willow.
That's right.
That's it.
He'd like no more than for one of us to say, I just can't take it no more.
Yeah.
Come on.
I've done all I can do. I'm living the best I know, but I'm just done.
Come on, man.
That's what he wants.
Yeah.
That's why you feel you're in a strange place.
Yes.
How can we sing a song in a strange land? Huh?
Yeah.
Verse 3 said that they were carried away captive, and they required of us a song. And they that wasted us and required of us mirth, and saying, sing us one of Zion's songs. It contains a cry of captivity, a vow of remembrance, and a prayer of judgment. The final verse tells us it's justified in one of the remembrances of this, that the Babylonians grow up to be big Babylonians. In other words, little devils grow up to be big devils.
Right.
Little problems grow up to be bigger problems.
That's right.
Huh?
Yes.
That's what he's saying there.
Sure.
Yeah.
They hope that their babies would die is a prayer that no new Babylonian generation would arise. They mock them. Sing us a song now.
Come on.
What are you going to do now?
Yeah.
Anybody ever heard that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you going to go to church now?
Yeah.
They're going to think you're sinning because you got problems.
Come on, brother.
Come on, brother.
I know we ain't never told nobody hear that.
Come on.
Just me.
Come on.
Come on.
You going to go to church? They're going to say, boy, he done something this time where he wouldn't be going through that.
Come on.
They would have told you that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm telling you what he'll do, just like the Babylonians. He'll say, sing now, holiness folk.
Yeah.
How you going to sing, Brother Earl, when the girl you raised all them years in holiness is backslid?
Come on now.
Sing, preach now, preacher.
Yeah.
Preach now. Devil tell you that? Preach now, Brother Earl. Preach now. If you did something wrong, your girl won't be like that.
Come on, man.
Thank God for good news. How about that?
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Brother J.R., you're a sinner. Go over and please again. Only word. I'll take you out next time you go. Preach on, preacher.
Come on.
Come on now. Yes, Lord.
Let's see what you do now for me.
Come on.
For the Lord.
Yeah.
Huh? Go on, Brother Tommy, and see what good you are.
Yeah.
Come on, Brother Chuck, come through them doors again.
Come on.
I'll take your home apart. Or I'll kill you.
Yeah.
Come on, then.
Right.
Come on.
I'll take your children.
Yeah.
I'll destroy you. Go ahead, Sister Painter, come on. Preacher's wife. Sing now.
Come on, man. Yes. Yes, Lord.
I feel the Lord in that. Where you give not, I feel God.
Come on, come on, come on.
I can tell you it's seen. Sing on.
Sing on.
Yeah, hang on.
Shout on.
Preach on. Hallelujah.
Preach on, Brother Dishman.
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
Travel on, Brother JR.
Right.
Be faithful, Brother Chuck.
Yeah.
Come on. Hey, God, don't let that strange place take you out.
That's it.
Right, right. Woo! Hallelujah.
Yeah. Right.
Come on. What's he telling you today?
Yeah.
Huh? They're in a strange place, unfamiliar land. Can you sing? I'll ask you something, Miss Eva. Can you sing?
Can you sing?
Strange means a foreign or place not known before, heard or seen. This describes my place, odd or unusual.
Yeah.
You ever been in any one of them? They were mocked, ridiculed, and then asked to sing.
Yeah.
Asked to do the very thing that they love to do the most.
Yeah.
Can you sing?
Yeah.
Keep on playing that bass, buddy.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Keep on pastoring, Brother Painter.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Psalms 84.
Yeah.
We find here, the Bible tells us that they traveled. Verse number 4 says, blessed are they that dwell in thy house, and they will be still praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of them. Blessed, he blessed. That was a blessing.
Yep.
Now listen, the condition was this. Who passing
through
the valley of Baca.
Yeah, yes.
Make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength.
Yeah.
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 Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. Baca was a place of weeping.
Yep.
That's what the name meant, a place of weeping.
Yep.
But I'll tell you what they did. They went from weeping to rejoicing.
Woo.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise. Bible said they made it a well.
Yeah.
They turned it into a place that filled them.
Yeah.
That helped contain them.
Yeah.
And it in their toughest times there, the Bible said they went from strength unto strength. Great day. I go on now to read, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Hey, I'll come to say, I don't care what hell says. I don't care what the devil says. I come, let me stand at the door of the house of God. Let me be just the one who'll take out the trash. Let me be somebody that'll help along the way. Hey, I'm telling you, keep your harp in sight. I read there they never destroyed their harps.
Come on.
That's where they messed up.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
If I'd have read where they destroyed them, if they would have been crushed or destroyed, then it would have had nothing to play.
Been no hope.
Had been nothing.
Right.
No hope.
Right.
But I read where it said that they hung their hearts.
Woo.
There with him.
Yeah. Come on.
Everything they needed was right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I read a sign one time. Here's what it said. Dude said, you going to go over and preach? I said, I got a friend needs to hear something.
Yeah.
I read a sign one time. This is what it said, Brother Taylor. I want to tell you. It said, keep your toolbox handy. God's got work for you to do.
No.
I come tell you this evening, keep your toolbox handy.
Yeah.
God's got work for you to
come
do.
Come on, Brother.
Woo! Hey, you, my devil may have told you that you're done.
Come on.
He may have told you that you're finished. But I want to let you know, hey, keep your toolbox handy.
Woo!
If you sing, your harp's within reach. They never destroyed them. They just hung them up. It's time we get them back down. It's time we get back to singing. It's time we get back to doing what God's called us to do.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, come on.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Jesus.
They had food, they had water. They was right there at the river.
Yeah.
He was held captive.
Thank you, Lord.
But they still never took their hearts.
Yeah, come on.
It may feel like you're captive. You may feel like hell's told you can't do it.
That's it.
But I'm telling you, if you reach out, your heart's within reach.
Come on, man.
Stand with me.
Howdy.
Won't you reach out this evening?
Yeah.
Take your heart down and strum it one more time.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Hear me, saith the Lord. This is not the end. Reach out to me this night. I'm just a call away. Oh, how the devil, how Satan would like you to believe that it is over. But I come to tell thee, through my word, I'm still here. And I'm just a hand away. Reach out to me, saith the Lord. I, and only I, can bring thee through. You will sing. You will rejoice. When you reach out to me, you'll live again, saith the Lord.
God, we praise you, Lord, in this
name. You lift your hands and
praise your holy name. Come on, Lord Jesus. God, we're so thankful, Lord. We're so thankful.
Holy, 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 holy.
Another song to sing now. Praise you.
Jesus.
He'll like to silence every voice in this field, Brother Dixon. You would repent.
Yeah.
Sing this song, Sister Dixon.
Can we do something before you get up? She gets up and saying, I need to pray for you because I believe that the Lord's going to heal you. I've been through some sickness, a lot of it in my life, and the Lord's gotten me through it, and I believe that he's going to heal you. And I want us all to come up here and pray for him because I know he needs it. I can see it within his soul, and I want to pray for him. I want to do what the Lord tells me to do.
Oh, Jesus.
So I want to come up here and let's all pray for him.
Sure.
Touch him, Lord, we pray. Jesus, right here. Lord, we touch him, Lord, we pray. God, give him strength, Lord, in his body. Give him strength, Lord, right here tonight. He needs to heal in his body. God, you see, he needs to heal
right now.
Thank you. Yeah.